Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ben Simmons, they're having a team chat before game four, thinking he's going to play against the Boston Celtics. And from what I'm told, Ben just left the chat. They asked him, are you going to play? Ben left the chat. Like, he didn't even answer the question, just left the chat. And Katie's like, this is what I signed up. Like, this is who I'm playing with?
Yeah. Yeah, Katie. Welcome to our world. Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Marks and Reese. Johnny Marks out today. Should be back tomorrow, but we'll know. If he's not back tomorrow, I'll have another co-host.
You got your two favorite guys
in
front of you,
man. Yeah, you two.
Yeah, exactly. Freaking
frack here.
LTBB reunion up in here.
this is a football guy show now.
Yeah.
Finally, we got some football guys in here.
Football roundtable right
now. Yes,
here.
I love it. And I didn't even realize Joe G, that's Joe Giglio that you hear right now. He'll be up at the top of the hour. No Phillies game tonight, so you get a full 4 hours of Joe Giglio. And Joe, I got to be honest with you, Joe. I don't know if our listeners have been more excited than to listen to you for 4 hours and not talk about the Phillies. They need you today, brother, to support Jalen Hurts. But it's been a tough day for Jalen.
Why? Tough day for Jalen? I was at practice last night.
All right,
what's
this
tough day for Jalen?
Yes. Yeah, so what's your thoughts about yesterday at practice?
Yeah, I liked what I saw. I mean, I don't think he threw the ball that much yesterday, right?
Maybe that's why you like what you saw.
Well, I mean, how many times did he throw the ball? 12, 15, 18?
I can tell you, 18 times. 18. 11 out of 18.
So in 2 hours, he threw the ball 18 times.
Isn't that telling, though? Like, isn't that telling?
But his legs last night were the story of the practice.
Yeah, but there's no question about his legs.
I don't care.
Don't you want to see an improvement as a passer?
Sure.
Okay, and so then how could you like what you saw?
Because they kept getting in the end zone. I mean,
they got in the end zone one time.
Well, I mean, but he kind of ran in twice.
Yeah, but that play was a sack. Because you can tell the way the coaches called that as a sack.
Okay. I mean, but yeah. I mean, those are weird plays where he could have kept running if it was real, but they shut it down. Yeah. I'm interested how they chart touchdowns or practice. I know you do.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times they just stop running at like the 10-yard line. Like, what do we count those
as? So, well, they're not tackling. So, essentially, it is a bit of a judgment call. But
right.
Like, so if he completes a pass over the middle and there's two defenders there and they like essentially touch him, like let's say A.J. Brown catches it.
Yeah.
They'll mostly call that play dead because they're not tackling. Now in a game, does A.J. Brown break it? Maybe. But in practices, these are not ruled touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, I liked what I saw. Look, there he had 18 throws, like Elliot said. The one that we're all talking about today, or the Eagles were posting a million times, is the throw to A.J. Brown. That's what I took away from last night.
Yeah.
His legs are the biggest weapon. And then that throw to A.J. Brown, that ball was on the ground. And he picked it up. He makes that throw during the season. They're going to score plenty of points.
Yeah, so I thought that was a good throw. I agree. I like the fact that it was a 50-50 throw down the sideline. But what would you make of the fact that that was really the only time he went deep? Now, I know you're not at all the practices, but like they're not throwing the ball deep at all, almost. And last night you saw that. It was mostly short passes, a lot of quarterback runs, which I thought was kind of interesting, a lot more than normal. But did you see anything different last night than what you saw last year?
I mean, I think the throw to A.J. Brown is a better throw than he made.
There was a Devontae throw against Denver.
Yeah.
There were 50-50 passes he put up.
I agree, but that was from the pocket. That was a nice throw from the pocket. He didn't do that very often last, right? He was away on the run. He'd be moving. I agree. There wasn't anything downfield, but they weren't trying to throw downfield.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, last year, they were mostly a dink-and-dunk offense. There were a few down-the-field throws. You look at, again, the Denver throw, I believe that was from the pocket, if I'm not mistaken, the touchdown to Devontae. So similar to the A.J. Brown throw. But my concern is, you saw that 30-yard pass, and we're like, oh, yeah, here we go. Like, that shouldn't be a big deal in a lot of ways. Like, I'm concerned about the fact that this offense looks no different than it did last year. And it frankly feels like even, like, you don't think it looked that different.
No.
Wasn't that a concern?
But is that on Jalen? He's not calling the play.
He's a quarterback.
But I didn't see anyone down the field for him to throw to. Maybe I missed it. But, like, I didn't see Quez or A.J. Brown 25, 30 yards down the field, hand up in the air, and he's not seeing them. Like, I saw a lot of crossing routes, right? A lot of slants. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what they're trying to do right now.
So I would wonder, when they look at the film, is he missing open guys down the field, right? So when we say, are the plays designed to go down the field, or is this just a play that they're calling, where they're calling crossing routes, intermediate routes, and they sort of want to stay in the pocket? Only the coaches know that for sure. I guess you guys, being there at practice yesterday, if you noticed, were there receivers open, like something down the field? Like during the game, you may notice, oh, man, he missed such and such down
the field. Well, they'll give you the replay during the game, too.
Right. You can also see that. So I don't know. I'm not as concerned, Joe, as Elliot is. I think there's still too much time left to go in training camp where you can certainly grow leaps and bounds from where he is right now. But I don't ignore completely what Elliot, not only from yesterday's practice, but what he's been saying really throughout training camp is that everything is underneath.
So here's what I do think was different. They were throwing over the middle. He didn't do that last year.
There were a few throws over the middle.
Yeah, the Goddard one, the first drive.
Yeah, the first drive, I think he hit Goddard maybe 15 yards down the field, and he did get some yak. There was a good one to A.J. Brown over the middle as well. But to your thing about the receivers not running down the field, I think that's a little like chicken or the egg in the way that maybe they're not calling those throws because they don't think he can do it, right? So I don't know if I can, like, last night, I don't know if I completely agree. I didn't see a ton of it. You haven't seen a lot, or at least I should say I haven't seen a lot of it in practice in terms of guys going deep. My concern is it was hard for them to score last year, right? Like, it never looked easy to me on the offense side of the ball. They had to run it. They had to get short plays. Like, if you're going 10, 11, 12 plays down the field, there's just more room for error,
sure,
right?
Penalties and all that,
exactly, yeah. And especially from penalties, if this offense gets put in first and 20, like, it's hard for them to move the ball. And I haven't seen an offense that looks easier. And so when I hear expectations that are double digits, a playoff win, I mean, look, I'm sure you hear them from your callers, 10, 11, 12 wins. I don't see a team that's capable of that because if they have the same offense with the same quarterback, they're not going to be that.
Final thoughts?
Yeah. I think they need to throw the ball down the field more than I saw last night. But I think they will. I mean, the other part about last night.
What makes you think they will?
Because they did last year. I mean, look at the second game of the season, the throw to Quez Watkins. Were they doing that in camp?
Oh, last year?
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and look. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. To me,
like you were there last year
same.
And this year.
Yeah.
Do you think they were throwing the ball downfield more in camp last year? Or was this it last year, too? Because they did throw the ball down the field in the game sometimes.
Sometimes, yes. Not a ton. It was mostly short stuff.
Yeah. The other thing about last night, quickly, is they had the fourth string left tackle. I didn't even know who that guy was. Like, when Jalen's running, I mean, part of it was pressure was coming from the left, and he just, you know what he does, he just runs to the right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, missing the tackle last night, I think, was part of it. It's just, to me, eight practices. He has fewer passing touchdowns through eight practices this year than he did last year. Like, where's the leap? Like, where's the leap that's supposed to make me believe? I feel like, listening to you, you're setting the bar low, right? Like, you're looking at last night going, that looked fine.
Because they were capable of winning nine games. If he's just a little bit better with this defense and A.J. Brown, they're going to win 11.
But see, that's where I disagree. If they come back and they're the same offense, they're not going to win as many games because defenses are ready for them, and I think it's going to be way tougher to run through people this year than it was last year.
Could be.
All right, back to your neutral corners here.
All right, not often I fight Jillio, man.
Well, listen, that was good to hear.
That was refreshing.
Yes, and I need to hear, Joe.
I haven't heard that in a little while.
Well, I had to come in here. I'm hearing on the way in. I mean, Jack's just ripping everybody.
Yes. Oh, I know.
Destroying my guy Jared Goff with lies? What's happening around here?
Yeah, we did destroy Jared Goff's character for 10
minutes. Exactly. Here we go again.
That was not a week. That was not a week.
The whole show.
The five enemy of the shows was a Jack thing.
You lead us down this road. Well, Joe, appreciate you stepping in, brother. Joe Jillio is coming up at the top of the hour. The Hurts clan, you'll be able to rally around Joe.
Yes.
He'll certainly be. Maybe I shouldn't have used that.
He'll explain why I'm wrong about Jalen.
Yes. I gotta get our Twitter question in. Jack, let me get our Twitter question in. Because our Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team with no Philly sales tax and plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville or online at marks-jewelers.com.
Do you want the Eagles to run a similar offense to how they ended last year, or do you need them to see them throw the ball more? Still holding steady, 67% think the Eagles need to throw the ball more.
Still want to throw the ball. You know what? I want to get Brandon in here because he wants to talk a little bit about Nakobe Dean. Brandon's in Allentown. Talk to me about the linebacker, Brandon.
Yeah, how we doing, guys?
Doing good.
I was just curious. Elliot made a little point earlier about Nakobe Dean saying, like, maybe he'll progress to the preseason and then in the regular season they'll get him in and just tell him to get after the quarterback. Don't you guys think that defenses will pick the book up on him then and be like, well, we see number 17 out there, 95% of his snaps he's blitzing, so why don't we protect the passer a little bit more and try to take the top off of you, kind of get what I'm saying?
Yeah, so look, that's going to be on the defensive coaching staff to make sure they're not predictable, because you're right, if every time he's out there he's doing it, it's going to be easy to predict. The point I was making more so was, as of now, it doesn't look like he's in a ton of packages. And as a rookie, and actually you could
see, I need to
this,
see the package.
There it is. Like, as a rookie, it's an easy package to learn because it's a blitz package. So he could pick that package up.
Okay. Yeah, you just can't judge people by their package. I mean, he's sitting in there with his finger on the trigger.
Just
he can't
waiting,
wait.
Yeah.
He can't wait. Gotta get to the reads that Marks has over here. There's a thousand different reads over here. A
lot going on in the lead dog
yes.
there today.
All right, listen. We got to get to the text line. The sponsor to you by Bell Beverage, Philly's number one choice for beer before the game and on the way to the shore. Stop by Bell Beverage and be amazed by their massive selection, or visit them at bellbeverage.com. Let's get to the text line.
Text line.
That broadcast last night sucked. Merrill from Bluebell.
I almost broke a blood vessel listening to Elliot.
That's an all-time drop, but
Man, it is. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
What game was that?
That was after they lost to the Chargers.
Right,
Everyone thought it was the defense, and I actually pointed out that Jalen was outplayed pretty significantly by the other quarterback.
Boy, I tell you, for you being such a pro Jalen Hurts guy, you don't waste any time to point out his flaws.
Well, at least you're finally starting to see talent.
Next.
Guys, did you know that Jared Goff was homeless as a kid and only made it to the league because Sandra Bullock took him in and had him play football? Jack from the producer booth.
See?
True story.
They're blaming you. Was that the blind side?
Yep.
That is pretty amazing you mixed up a story from draft day with Jared Goff's real life.
No, I definitely heard some. Well, it's probably mixed up with the Jared Goff. I remember he didn't know which side
the sun rose.
Sun rose.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you what. I was half wrong about that and half right. I knew he was clueless when he made that statement, but he still turned out to be better than what I thought he was going to be then.
Yeah, he's fine.
And Justin Herbert had a similar
thing in training camp.
And I was like, this dude is dumb as bricks.
But he's also got a howitzer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. And that was in his rookie year. And then he had that rookie season. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming. Yeah.
Well, it's crazy to hear you talking so nicely about Goff after the whole Wentz thing, too.
Well, no. I just always said I would take Wentz over Goff. Yeah. I never said Goff is trash. Yeah, I still take
still
Wentz
it?
Over
okay.
Goff. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, slightly.
Okay.
Next.
OG Wade makes a lot of sense. He's a genius. Send me his number. Nick Sirianni in South Philly.
I'm an expert at football.
And does seem like he's an assistant coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Jalen's, you know,
handler or something.
Yeah.
That'd be a crazy conspiracy theory if it came out that OG Wade was actually, like, in Jalen's circle and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's onto something. They're not giving away anything at practice.
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni's playing chess. Everyone else playing checkers.
As usual.
Mm-hmm. Next.
I'm so sick and tired of Professor OG Duke coming on these airwaves and, quote, educating us, end quote. After every one of his calls, I actually feel dumber than I did before he spews his ridiculously uncomfortable defense of a man who just isn't good enough to be a franchise QB. Enough, OG Dukey. Enough. Tom from Abington.
I tell you, Battle's getting really into these reads.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
Tom's are always really long, though. So
That's how I know it's Tom all the time, yes.
Yeah. When it goes more than a few seconds, yes. It's like, all right, we got Tom on it.
And they're normally clever.
Yeah, they're good.
Normally some good ones.
I think Tom's out on Jalen.
Yeah, I think he is. He was a part of the LTBB. So.
Okay.
Love Tom. Next.
The Phillies and Pete Rose just reminded us all why you're supposed to get family reunion invitations for specific relatives, quote, lost in the mail. Thank God for John Kruk. Mike in Birdsboro.
Yeah, there are those certain family members that you don't let them know what day the actual family reunion is on. You tell them a week later.
You haven't figured out what you're doing yet. Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean.
I think we all got one or two of those in the family.
It is wild that
Phillies probably wish they did that.
It is wild. It feels like every family does have a crazy uncle.
Oh, yeah.
And if
you don't think your family has one, you're probably the crazy uncle.
So I was about to say my family doesn't really have one. I guess I'm technically an uncle now, so maybe it's me.
Wow.
Maybe I'm the one they're like, it's football takes. Get this guy out of here.
Well, we did see you at the wedding.
True.
That was fun, Elliot, though.
Yeah, that was on the Ike juice.
What's next?
If wedding attendance is a sign of being a good leader, does that make Elliot an elite leader? Mark in Montco.
I mean, he said it, not me.
I mean, well, it was the wedding of the summer.
It was the wedding of the summer.
That wedding
was
certainly talked about more than Tobias's wedding, whereas his wedding snuck up on everybody.
Yeah.
Tobias.
Yeah. got a lot of content out of the wedding.
Yes, we did. Certainly appreciated that. In July. What's on tap for us tonight, Jackie Fritz? Anything? Nothing on tap tonight?
Yeah, I mean, if you're excited for Mariners-Yankees later, I'm sure you'd be breaking that down. Nice 10-10 start.
Yeah. You Logan stay up for that one?
Logan Gilbert on the mound.
Wow, is that a 10 o'clock start?
Yeah, 10-10.
Yeah, we're out on that.
Wake up with some money in your bank account if you wanted to.
So do you not run on their off days then? Like, how's this work?
No, I run every day.
I'm saying, do you do the 5?
No, I'll probably do 4 tomorrow. I'll go back down to 4.
Yeah. I would go down to 1.
Yeah, I would maybe take the day off.
Take the day off,
with the Marlins coming up, you might be doing 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Maybe give your body a rest.
Yeah.
You're right about that, Elliot, for sure. All right, let's get back to the phone lines before we get out of here. Let's get Marty up here. Marty and Kennett Square. What's up, Marty? Welcome to the Marks and Reese Show.
Hey, Ike. How are you, buddy?
Doing great, brother.
So I wanted to tell you, I was out in Kansas City visiting my daughter last weekend, and they opened the Chiefs training camp in St. Joseph's, which is about 30 miles north of Arrowhead. And the town they had it in had a big party, a parade for them, and a concert that night. And why I'm calling is because when I was a kid – my father would take his summer vacation, take us down to Widener University to see like Berman Gabriel, Bill Berger, those guys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that. So I just can't believe that the Eagles don't do this camp anymore. I just think they're losing a lot of fans that would enjoy that free camp experience, you know, getting autographs. I'm sure my brother probably has the autographs because he saved everything that we got back then, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I wish the Eagles ownership would wake up and see the amount of fans that they're really like dishing in a way, not having it. I remember staying on that tarmac going up to the field while they came off and on, you know, as a kid. And I know like the Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers and Kansas City, they're still doing that type of camp. Is there a reason why the Eagles stopped?
A specific reason only they would know. I think throughout the years, and I remember earlier in those years when they made the move from up there, Lehigh down here, a lot of it was just, it was more of a comfort level for the team, for the trainers, for the staff to work out of the NovaCare complex. The amenities in the NovaCare complex are some of the best in all of football, and that's what you want for your players and your coaches, for them to have the best amenities, whether it's training facility, whether it's workout rooms, whether it's rehabbing facilities, the training room, the cafeteria, them eating, that sort of thing. You want that as the best for your football team. It's not to say that they hated being up in Lehigh and some of the other things. I just think it became easier once they built the NovaCare complex and everything else.
Yeah.
Like, say someone – you know, gets a knee injury in practice. Well, you got the NovaCare rehab facility right there.
And not to mention, you're in the city. So there's a lot more, you know, hospitals, like those type of things. And I think that it shouldn't be overlooked. Like, it's not lost on the Eagles of the fact that they lose what happened at Lehigh.
Like, yes, they know that.
They're aware of it. They miss it. How he talked about it at the start of training camp. Like, you can see last night, there is a benefit to having fans at practice, not just from a fan perspective.
Yeah.
I thought last night was an intense practice because you have 30,000 people
there. You got the juice
there,
right? Yeah.
I mean, you, as a former player, I'm sure you can speak to it. Like, when there's fans there and there's reacting, like, it makes the practices better. But to your point, like, the facilities at the NovaCare, the workout room, even just the coaches' rooms, like, they have all their video equipment set up. They have all their projectors. Like, it's not easy to move an entire football operation into a college dorm.
Into a college dorm,
you know,
yes.
It's just, and it's nothing against Lehigh. They're just not set up for this the way the Eagles are. So it does suck, as I mentioned, and it's also sad in the way that we can't have people really call in and say what they saw at practice. That's been really cool today to hear, but just kind of is what it is.
You know what would be, we'll never know now, but I wonder if Big Red was still here, would we still be at Lehigh?
Well, again, because Chip's the one that did it.
Yes.
I mean, it could have been a convenient time, you know,
sure,
with Andy leaving, but.
Well.
Does he go away?
Well, Jeffrey,
listen.
No, yes, he goes away.
He does.
That's
okay,
what I'm saying. Jeffrey may have wanted to do this before Andy left, but Andy wanted to be at Lehigh.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Andy liked going to training camp. He did.
Well, that'd be an interesting power dynamic because I'm sure, to your point, Jeffrey sees the benefits of it. I'm sure Howie and the staff, but he's Andy.
Yes.
You know, like I don't think Jeffrey would say no to Andy about much. So.
No, if that's the way the coach operates and that's how he knows he's going to get the best out of his teams, that's what the coach wants to do. He wants distractions away. He wants to be away from families and all that sort of thing and have families come up and visit as opposed to you going home every night and being in the city. So it is interesting because Andy does still go away, I believe. He actually leaves with Kansas City, and I think they go – somewhere else in Missouri or close to Illinois to go to camp to get away from the Kansas City area. Yeah, if he was still here, I don't know if Andy would be okay with camp being here. He may still be pushing for Lehigh.
Goes to Missouri Western State University.
Still, look at that. Missouri Western State University. That I'm just telling you, that's what he likes to do.
If Nick wanted to go away, what do you think?
Oh, Mount Union.
Let me tell you this. Coach Sirianni is more or less like, you know what? Y'all want to have training camp here? We're having training camp here.
You know, if he got back on a college campus, he'd be all fired
up. Oh, man, he would love training camp at Mount Union. If he ever wins a Super Bowl, they'll be like, you want to hire your staff? And he's like, no. I want to go to Mount Union for training camp. You can hire the staff. You can do all that. Just put me back
at
Mount
Union. You got to go back to Mount Union. Let me get Justin in here before we get out of here. My main man, Justin in Tennessee. Justin, it was pointed out to me. Well, first of all, welcome to the Marks and Reese Show. I hope this is not why you're also calling me, but it was pointed out to me that I told a caller earlier today that I love him when he hung up. And it was pointed out to me that Justin would not be happy about that with me telling another caller that, because you're the only caller I say that to, Justin.
No, dude, it's totally fine. That is not why I'm calling. I have a question for Elliot, and I have a request for a caller that I've not heard in a while.
All right.
First, the question for Elliot. I saw on Twitter the other day, you think they're going to trade for a running back. I know we have the joint practice with Cleveland. There's rumors that Kareem Hunt's not happy, and they also have another running back in that stable who's pretty good too. What do you think the odds are that they look at somebody from Cleveland if they do trade for a running back?
Well, the interesting thing is you remember when they traded for Jay Ajayi, part of the thing is they saw him up and close in the joint practices that year. The thing with Kareem Hunt would be he wants a new contract. And
yeah, that's the big thing.
And not to mention, like, they have a running back right now that wants a new contract too. So I would be hard-pressed to see them – trade for Kareem Hunt, pay him, and then have Miles play out his year.
Yeah, we've seen how that turned out.
Yeah, I don't think that would be a good dynamics. But, no, I think they could move for a running back because I think they want a bigger back. And, honestly, I just don't think they're really comfortable with Kenny Gainwell running the ball right now. I think they like him a lot more as a receiver. So, with Miles' injury history, I think they'd probably feel better getting another guy that they could trust in between the tackles in big spots.
Okay, I got you. As far as caller requests, I've not heard Miss Linda in a while. I know she's a big Philly. Philly person.
Mm-hmm.
I love Miss Linda. So, ma'am, if you're out there, please call back in more. I love it. You're a wonderful caller. You're great. I love it. I love you. Call Ike Sugar Puss and all that. It's awesome. But anyway, I know y'all got to go. But y'all had a great show today. Nice job filling in today. I'm going to get
out
here. I love y'all. I'm mean.
Appreciate it, Justin. Love you, buddy.
She called on Saturday to Robbie, so.
She loves Rob Ellis.
Yes, she
always
loves Robbie.
Yep, that's the only person that I'll say Ms. Linda loves more than me.
You're just a proud number two. Yeah.
I'll be a proud number two to Robbie E. She loves Robbie E, so
yes.
I'm okay with that. And Glenn Mac now. She loves G-Mac, too, so. Yes, we all love Miss Linda. Well, ESP, thank you, my brother.
Yeah, it's been a fun
one.
Oh,
my goodness, man. First off the bench, man. I'm telling you, man.
I love it. I love it.
I'm telling you, man.
Nikki Foles.
Good dude here. Good dude here. Elliott Shore Parks, thank you, my brother. Jack Fritz, great job behind the glass again today as we continue to pat you on the back and fill your head.
I was going
to
say, today's a big, big Jack show today.
I mean, my goodness.
Who's Jack Fritz?
Exactly. Thank you, Scott.
He'll never let that go.
Joe Giglio is coming up next. He's leading the Herd Brigade. I mean, the Hurts Brigade.
He'll try. I tell you what, that was a pretty weak defense. I got to be honest. I expected more from him.
I came in strong, Adam. I don't know if he was ready.
I don't think he was ready. Yeah. And he's gearing up for 4 hours, man.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, the poor baby. He's been off all summer.
Tucker Bagley and Joe Giglio coming up next. Thanks. We're back tomorrow. Hopefully, Marks is back with us. If not, we'll see who's riding shotgun. All right, WIP Sports Time is 5:53.
Who's Jack Fritz?
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.